Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Gymnast United, Inc., Samadhi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We will be reading a devotional today from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. Only a portion of it. I am the potter. You are my clay. I designed you before the foundation of the world. I arranged the events of each day to form you into this preconceived pattern. My everlasting love is at work in every event of your life. On some days, your will and mind flow smoothly together. You tend to feel in control of your life when all wills are in harmony. On other days, you feel as if you are swimming upstream against the current of my purposes. When that happens, stop and seek my face. The opposition you feel may be from me, or it may be from the evil one. Psalms 27 and 8 says, "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." That was the reading for today. Good morning, everybody. We have a special podcast on today. We have Val Hoppeschler from England, London, with us on today. Hello, Val. How are you?
Hello, Tamil. Thank you very much for inviting us today.
Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and where you're coming from?
Yes, of course. I mean, we have several clubs in London. I'm originally from Argentina, so we have started our club there a long time ago, like 20 years ago, more or less, and since 8 years ago, we have opened in England.
Wow. So how many locations do you have actually in England?
We have five satellite venues, what we call. England, I'm not sure how the structure in US actually, but in England, you have either permanent facilities or satellite venues. So satellite venues means that you hire different schools and sports halls, and you set up and open your club certain days of the week. And on that case, allow us to reach more quantity of people and different areas. Mm-hmm. We have four places in London at the moment, and one other, in South England.
Can you let us know a little bit about your experience within gymnastics, just your personal experience, and why did you open a gym within London?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I was a former gymnast when I was young. I was competing at, at a high level in national. I didn't reach the international because, for personal reasons, my parents moved, and I didn't keep, the over 30 hours training when I could, continue my career. But I was, when I was young, a very, good gymnast. And I love gymnastics. I'm a former, I have a bachelor in physical education and sports science. And my passion is gymnastics. So that's why, I opened the club at home, at that moment in Patagonia. But I have all my friends and communication with a high, with a high level in Argentina at that moment, as I was, former worker at the National Center, High Performance Center in Argentina.
Can you tell us what your mission and goals are for your facilities, your gymnastics facilities in London?
It was actually very interesting because in Argentina, we usually train more for actually high level or national levels in artistic with four operators or six operators in men, women and men. Mm-hmm. In London, we are specialized to give a great service for recreational to intermediate level. We do have children who compete in that attend to our venues in even London or Surrey, but we only compete in what they call here general gymnastics. It's only floor and vault, which I never did before, actually. But I'm really proud of that. And London Gymnastics in particular, they are very big in these kind of competitions. The children here, you know, our venues are basically, you know, the bigger ones are based in Wimbledon and Westminster. Wow. And our clientele, they don't want, you know, to train over 20 hours a week, mm-hmm. just to compete, you know, a couple of times a year, or compete in the four pieces or six of apparatus. They are really happy, you know, just attending 1 hour a week up to 5 or 6 hours a week. And they really improve anyway. So we change, you know, our system and our training. And even if we give them a very good quality of training, mm-hmm. we try to bring, you know, the good high-level training to our traditional and intermediate one. And we have been, you know, very successful in that field. All our gymnasts train on the core apparatus, like, you know, bars, beam, floor and vault, mm-hmm. but they only compete on floor and vault. And basically, specifically, it's because of the quantity of hours they can train, you know, a week.
So is artistic gymnastics more popular than rhythmic gymnastics within London?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we always have the minority of the children in rhythmic. We try to open rhythmic gymnastics in all our venues or the most we can. Mm-hmm. But yes, definitely, you know, artistic or junior gymnastics is the most popular here. I know they do also tumbling. We are not specialized in tumbling. I love artistic, so that's why, and I'm from an artistic background mm-hmm. as well. So that understands me a little, and that's why we just specialize in, you know, recreational to intermediate, all apparatus, and competing if they want in front and board only.
So we want to give our audience a little bit of more information on, you know, do you offer preschool gymnastics? So what age do you actually start gymnastics in London?
They can come to our classes from 3 years old okay. to adults. We also teach adults at our classes. We, as I said, we have different groups and levels, you know, depending on their ability mm-hmm. And depending on what they want to do. Okay. Most of the children here, basically, they do so many activities per week. Uh-huh. So some of them want to, you know, to commit more with gymnastics and like to competitions and shows. So try to, you know, train a little bit, you know, harder and more hours a week. And the other ones just come once a week. Okay. I mean, actually, London is in particular very famous for this system of having general gymnastics where the children compete in floor and vault only. It's very big. There are, you know, an average of 2,000 children competing per year in the regionals. Uh-huh. So it's very famous. I mean, there are, of course, some places, a couple of places which, you know, they have the permanent facilities, but they are the minority. Most of the clubs operate with satellite venues.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones, and we have Val Hoppischler with us from London. Welcome back, Val. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about your programs that you have at your facility. Right now, through COVID, can you let our audience know how things have been in London?
I think, well, we have been complicated as the rest of the world, mm-hmm. I think. Particularly in our club, since we have, you know, three big lockdowns. The biggest one was from March to July, which we have to stop up to the beginning of September when the classes start again. So in that period of time, we, like everybody, I think that we waited, you know, for 1 month to know what, you know, what's going on and what happened. And then we decided to open a different page on our website to give them many activities to the children, to help the parents at home. So we created a couple of short videos with with no basic skills, simple activities that they could do safely at their home, because the reality that not all the homes has, you know, big rooms to do gymnastics. Gymnastics is so difficult, you know, to train at home. Mm-hmm. So we try to give them different, you know, table games to do related to the sport. And since then, what we have decided, when we cannot train on venues, inside venues, we have carry on with weekly online classes, mm-hmm. for our gymnasts. They could choose several days of the week and times. So we try to be sure that if the child wanted to do gymnastics, they could do that at home. But as well, with all the regulations, it was difficult to carry on at home. I mean, we did it. We were very, you know, proud of what we have done. Mm-hmm. But we have to be careful what we teach, you know, with the children, because not all of them have the same level. Was very difficult to join, you know, the same level at the same time with the children. So we give them more opportunity to just to log in when they could. So our coaches, you know, work very carefully on what they deliver in each lesson. So we could work in, you know, physical preparation, strength, flexibility, basic skills like jump or spin, things that, you know, we were, you know, 99% sure that they won't hurt doing it at home.
Yeah. I think we all had to kind of pivot on different ways to still keep athletes physical, because you, of course, gymnastics is such a physical sport. And so not being able to be in a facility has been hard, but it's great that you guys adjusted and was able to offer still classes online for your participants. So that's great. So now, are you guys officially open, or are you still on lockdown?
We finished last week with the latest, you know, online classes. Now we will break for 2 weeks for Easter, and then we expect, following the government advice, to open from the 12th of April. On that date, all England can open them children's sports, the inside sports. So we hope, fingers crossed, that we know we can continue as normal, if possible, from April.
Okay. So can you give us a little bit about your classes in regards to sizes, how many coaches you normally have, you know, with each group? Do you separate, you know, age, or do you separate ability? Just so that our audience kind of knows, you know, the similarities or differences from what we do here in the U.S. versus what you do in London. How do you set up your classes?
Yes, of course. I mean, every child can, as I said before, every child can select to train 1 or more hours. Mm-hmm. Usually the squad groups, the groups who we push them a little bit, you know, more, and they train, you know, hard for competitions. Mm-hmm. Usually the groups are selected, or we are sure that they have been training for us for a while, or in another club, you know, and move with us, but with a strong base in gymnastics. Every child from 3 years old can attend, and the average of groups are of 88 participants per coach. Up to, in our club, we do it up to 12.
Okay.
That's our main role at Pontessori Gymnastics. I know you might have more, but that's the limit for us. Mm-hmm. But average is around 8 children per coach. Mm-hmm. And as you said before, I mean, we, first of all, we divide it by age, and then at the same time, we try to make subgroups according to their level. Mm-hmm.
During this COVID season, have you had a chance to actually compete gymnastics at all? Or have you been doing like virtual, you know, there are a lot of people that do virtual competitions now. What has it been like during competition season, even if you were able to do it or not?
In terms of the region, in London, through British Gymnastics, no, they have cancelled all competition from last March 2020.
Wow.
We're not going to compete this summer term, which finished in July 2021. Mm-hmm. But in our club, we have the opportunity to do an inside competition. We always have our Christmas competition in December with the children from our class. And we try to make it big, and all the parents join us during the lessons, and they compete in two pieces of apparatus.
Okay.
We started with floor and vault. The goal is to have different apparatus every year. However, we have to change completely how we did it this year. So the parents really collaborate a lot with us. So we carry on with the competition. We change the program. We change the routines. We make it ultra simple. We didn't do vault, for example, only a simple routine on floor. And some of them couldn't attend, so they send it. We have a different routine to do at home. Mm-hmm. So they did it at home. They sent it to us. And we gave them the ribbons, you know, awards.
That's great that you offered that to your students and your athletes to be able to, you know, do an in-house competition. That's great. During your in-house competition, do you actually have judges come in and judge your athletes?
Yes, we do have judges in our club, of course, to compete in regionals. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they competed, you know, against, you know, formal judges. They were, you know, very keen to come to every class, every lesson, actually. It's a big job to, as I said before, we have different facilities, different places.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do all the places in 2 weeks' time.
Wow.
So we share, you know, the days, because some of the days, we have two or three places operating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we try, you know, to fix all of them, if possible, in 2 weeks' time. And the parents really collaborate in terms that we have to plan a specific, you know, timing with each parent. So, for example, Maria had her routine at 11:32, and the parents have to be there on the door. So we allow them to come into the hall. These only parents could, you know, film her routine and then change parents. And they really help on that. We didn't have, you know, more than three sets of parents at the same time waiting just for, you know, a few minutes before or after.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really well, actually. But I have to say, I mean, the people here really help in terms of being, you know, punctual and being on time, you know, all the time. And it was very good, actually.
Since you did not have a competitive, you know, season, what is your normal time frame in London? What is your competitive season? Like, what month do you start and what month do you normally end?
Well, we normally have the competitions. In general gymnastics, the main competitions are in March,
uh-huh.
So the summer term, from March to June.
Wow.
To June, actually. And then the final used to be in November. Rhythmic gymnastics competes several times a year.
Uh-huh.
So we do competitions, actually. We do have a competition most of the time. Our goal is to start in September, like with brand new, you know, training.
Uh-huh.
So we start in September, like the school time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through December with internal competition. So we prepare the children a little bit, you know, for what is coming along the year. Then the winter time is, you know, like a little test, they call Baga test. It's a big test which happened in UK for many, many years ago, decades ago, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a test where they test their, you know, individual skills and positions and strengths. And then we start preparing them with a routine, with a certain routines and the bolts they have to do, or rhythmic apparatus, to perform the best they can in the summer term. And as well, in the summer term, we have our big annual show,
mm-hmm.
annual gala, which we call Southern Moves Festival. So the children who doesn't compete can, you know, concentrate on their show.
Mm-hmm.
And the children who compete, which are still more professional and prepared, they have to train for both competitions and shows, which is a strong term, I have to say, during the year. But we make it, and they have fun, and they improve, and that's the goal for us, you know, to have the child happy, to return, you know, every time, every week, and try to improve a little more, you know, each day.
Wow. Well, Val, it has been a pleasure. I want you to once again say your gym name that's in London one more time for us.
Yes, we have two clubs. One is Spontesua Gym or Spontesua Gymnastics, which operates in London, basically in Westminster and Wimbledon. And another one is Spontesua Gymnastics Academy, which works at the moment in Surrey, in Guildford. And we try to open all the time several clubs around the south of England as well.
Great. If our audience wants to get a hold of you, are you able to give us a website to get more information about your gym?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have many people coming from the US when they move to London, and it's so good. I mean, I forgot to say that our clientele, because they are mainly from London, they are, you know, it's a cosmopolitan, you know, inside our club. We have, all kind of, like a variety of children from different continents. Mm-hmm. And it's what it makes, London great, to have many, many nationalities, inside.
Yes.
So our website is www.sponsortourgym.com.
Great. Our audience, I will put information on our link so you'll have it during this episode. Thanks again, Val Hoppeschlier from London. We appreciate you coming on to our podcast. We would like to thank our sponsors on today, Anchor, Samadhi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to support this podcast, you may go to www.anchor.fm/GymnastUnitedInc, or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. Thank you for supporting this podcast, and thank you for sharing with your friends and family. Have a wonderful day.